and their beans and their squash together in sort of a symbiotic relationship and utilize the small space to get a big bang for their buck.
Mm-hmm.
And so in my garden, I'm going to plant out my rows of corn, and then I'm going to, in those rows, I'm going to place my winter squash. Right now I'm planting out corn and I'm planting out the squash. And when the corn comes up and it begins to emerge at the base of each stalk of corn, I'm going to plant one bean seed that's going to go up and travel and use this vertical space. It's going to use the stalk of the corn.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pole bean variety, and it's going to grow up that stalk of corn as the corn grows up. And the squash is going to weave its way in amongst the corn, and it's all going to grow together in a very happy relationship. So,
wow.
So it's a good use of space to get three crops in one area.
Well, I like this. Now, okay, so the bean grows up the corn stalk.
And while it's growing up the corn stalk, beans fix nitrogen to the soil.
Oh, yeah.
So while it's growing, it's putting nitrogen into the ground that the corn is then utilizing to grow.
Uh-huh.
And the pumpkins or squash are covering the ground and keeping the weeds down and keeping that soil shaded and moist so that the corn and the beans have access to more moisture as they all grow. And so everybody is just happy growing together.
Well, how old is this system?
This is ancient. Duke University did a study many, many years ago about this Native American way of growing corn, beans, and squash together. And they compared that to our modern agricultural methods of growing corn, beans, and squash. And they discovered that this biointensive way the Native Americans had discovered to grow these crops was 40% more effective in producing the food than our modern agricultural ways are. And so it's a really time-tested, useful, scientific, when you look at it that way, way of growing these crops together. Get a real big bang for your buck, minimize the space it requires, and make everybody happy along the way.
Oh, I love it. I'm always